Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Is there life after hate? The answer is yes for Frank Mink, who was the keynote speaker on Saturday during the Symposium Against Hate organized by One Human Family, QCA. Mink wrote Autobiography of a Recovering Skinhead, recounting his time as a teenage neo-Nazi organizer. He went to prison at the age of 17 for kidnapping and torturing a rival skinhead. During and after prison, he had a series of encounters with people he was supposed to hate that eventually led him to renounce white supremacy and encourage others to do the same.
The good part about what people like life after hate, our instinct isn't to go, you're so dumb for believing that, or how can you believe that, and go at it with them. Our belief is going, oh, I get why you believe that. I get why you think that way. Now, here's why I don't believe that way anymore. But you never debate the ideology, never.
One Human Family QCA is a year-old nonprofit created shortly after the presidential election last year. After Mink's speech, attendees went to breakout sessions on related topics, including unlearning white supremacy, child welfare, and knowing your neighbor. The Quad Cities has joined a statewide effort in Iowa to promote carpooling. The Bi-State Regional Commission and public transit agencies have launched QC Rideshare as part of the Iowa Transportation Department's Rideshare program. Bi-State's Planning Director Gina McCullough says QC Rideshare covers 5 counties, and one of its main goals is to reduce the number of vehicles on the road.
And so when you share a ride, you're using one vehicle versus two, and so you help keep our air cleaner.
And she says reducing congestion will be very important in the next couple of years during construction of the new I-74 bridge and some closures of our other bridges.
Conditions are changing, and people are looking for ways, A, to save some money by sharing a ride, and B, with the construction, trying to get some of the vehicles off the road.
Figures cited by Bi-State show carpooling just one day a week for a year can save the average commuter $455 in total driving costs and eliminate the wear and tear of nearly 1,200 miles. The QC Rideshare portal is available through the Bi-State Regional Commission or iowarideshare.org. More than 100 children now have their first bicycle. Today, Bikes for Brains held its 16th annual giveaway to ensure needy children will have a good Christmas. Co-chair Sandy Seeley says this has become an important part of her own holiday celebration each year.
When you see these kids, and they've got that big smile on their face because they realize that bike is theirs. It is so cool. Yeah, it does. It just gives a nice warmth to you knowing that you're involved in something that works.
Children receiving the new bikes each year are chosen by the Rock On Head Start program, The Project, Youth Hope, Children's Therapy Center, and the Early Learning Quad Cities. Their new helmets are a gift from the Pilot Club of the Quad Cities. And Bikes for Brains is also a joint effort each year of Seeley and the Queen's Parlor Salon in Moline, Bike and Hike in Rock Island, and the Rock Island County Regional Office of Education. Well, Northern Illinois University trustees have again voted to freeze tuition and lower fees for the upcoming school year. The DeKalb Daily Chronicle reports the Board of Trustees voted last week. Tuition at the school has been the same since 2015-2016. The board chairman Wheeler Coleman says the school is committed to keeping NIU affordable. Trustees also approved a 0.5% cut in undergraduate fees. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.